Okay, hold the line, James. I've got Alan Craig from Christian Concern on the other line. Morning, Alan.
Good morning to you.
Do you agree, then, that all schools should be doing sex education?
No, I don't. Firstly, I'd like to say that I welcome the report that's come out, actually, but there are certainly very good aspects of the report which has been published this morning by the Education Select Committee. And one of the most important things they say there is that parents are the first and most important, I'm reading from the report, parents are the first and most important educators to their children. In fulfilling this duty, schools should be required to engage fully with parents and ensure an effective home-school partnership in delivering PSHE and SRE.
Yeah, but a lot of parents just aren't doing it, are they?
Well, they aren't doing it. Some of them are doing it, so they're doing it very well. But I think that is essential to good PSHE and sex and relationships education, that parents are engaged. And indeed, parents are given the power of veto, certainly with primary schools. And I think I'd like to draw a distinction here between primary and secondary schools. At secondary schools, there is actually, in my experience, some very good sex and relationships education going around. And I'm certainly not against it in principle. I think there's some very good stuff that's out there. And I wish I'd been taught it when I was a pupil at school. I think, though, that when we're talking about primary schools, that's something completely different. We're talking about prepubescent children.
Yes.
Children to whom sex is not an issue.
I think it's really important what
parents say about their children is really important.
But they could be open to abuse, couldn't they?
Well, it could be open to abuse, it could be open to propaganda, you can be sexualizing children far too early when they're not ready for it, and I think that SRE should not be compulsory in primary schools. Now, interestingly enough, this report is slightly ambivalent. It said it should be given statutory status in all schools, including primary schools, but still, and rightly, says that parents should have the right to withdraw their children from primary schools. But we do know, for instance, that some PSHE, some SRE, sex and relationships education, is being introduced into some primary schools, not as SRE. It's being introduced through literacy and other formats. So it's quite dangerous. I think I'd like to have heard the government say that there should be no SRE in primary schools and to reserve that for secondary schools. Can I just make one last comment?
Yes.
What I think this particular report is good about is Tristram Hunt has just recently come out as a shadow education secretary and said that the Labour Party will make SRE compulsory for primary schools. Now, that, and I believe the Lib Dems believe that as well. The UKIP have said the opposite. They said that it shouldn't, and I'm not quite sure where the government are on all this, or the Conservatives. Whatever, now is a good opportunity for debating these things
right.
in advance of general election.
Well, James, come back on that.
Yeah, I think a lot of children start going through puberty while they're still in primary school. You've got 10 and 11-year-olds, you've got girls who've started menstruating. Of course they have to have PSHE in primary school. That's insane. And like I say, it's a big driver behind this initiative is that we're trying to protect children from exploitation and trying to teach them what is okay, trying to teach them that parts of their body are theirs and nobody else's. And that's really important. But of course, teachers are professionals. Sex education at primary school is always taught in an appropriate way. People seem to forget that teachers do know what they're doing.
But who's doing the teaching then in primary school?
Have they had
the proper training?
Of course. I mean, yeah, all teachers have had 4 years training. The issue is at the moment...
No, but I'm talking about sex education training, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, they have. The issue is that's all... at the moment, education authorities set the curriculum, whereas we need a national curriculum on sex ed so that every school is doing the same thing. And that's what worries me. We've got a huge discrepancy in what some young people get. All young people need to be hearing from the same song sheet, I think.
Final word to you, Alan Craig.
I don't agree. I mean, the thing that parents can offer and schools can't offer is love. And we're talking about relationships. We're talking about that. And I think for primary school children, they need to be taught these important issues within the context of the home, within the context of loving parents and so on. It's not like teaching them science. I mean, relationships and love and sex and marriage and all those things aren't a matter of science. They're an art. And I think for very sensitive and vulnerable children at primary school age, that's the place for them to be taught. When they move on to, they become adult, when they move into teenage years, of course, that moves into something different, and I think professional people doing is a good idea.
Alan Craig, James Dawson, thank you.